Sawadee Cup. So happy Monday, guys. Hopefully your week is off to a great start. So I'm Eric Rook, just to kind of give a refresher here since it's been a little bit. I am the founder and conditioning coach here at House of Attilius. And if you've followed me for a while, you know I started doing podcasts primarily about a month ago or so thereabouts. And while I love interviewing people and stuff like that, it's hard to get people coordinated to get on and stuff like that. And some people are just podcast shy as well that I'd like to talk to and everything. But so to fill in the gaps and stuff, I just figured I'd have a little fun here and allow you guys to get a chance to know me a little bit better and how I think and so forth. So maybe once a week or a couple times a week, just depending on what kind of brews up in my mind. I'm gonna just kind of put together just a little bit of a podcast to kind of speak my mind on a few things and stuff like that. Just kind of give my side of just how I view it, certain topics and so forth. And if I ramble a little bit, I do apologize. I have a tendency to do that every so often and stuff. But anyways, I do appreciate you guys listening and finding my podcast and stuff like that. And if you guys have any suggestions or anything like that pertaining to it, I'm open ears, and so feel free to reach out to me through my website houseofatilius.com or through Instagram at house_of_Attilius. And Attilius is spelled ATTIL. IUS. And yes, I know I could not have came up with a more difficult name to spell or pronounce. And I had to be unique, I guess. So anyways, but I just kind of wanted to jump in here anyways tonight. And I put out a post yesterday on Instagram and stuff in the stories. And it was about fear of the unknown. Stuff. And what I ended up having is this temple in Chiang Mai, Thailand, that I took a picture of when I was there. Beautiful structure. And if you look at the doorway, it's all dark. You can't see anything inside. And it just kind of struck me as, a lot of people would be fearful maybe to walk into a situation on the other side of the door that they can't see and stuff. And what I said, the whole caption with the picture for that I put on there was, you only have to walk through the door in order to discover what you want for yourself and what yourself seeks from you. And with that said, it's kind of, there's just, but to walk through that door, lost a train of thought there a little bit, sorry, but fear of the unknown is what strikes people. They don't know what they're going to encounter. So fear takes over. And what ends up happening is they get anchored down. And then they won't explore. They won't allow that to grow. So adjacent to that post, I mentioned walking through that door is always the hardest part, which it is. And I asked, people, why do you feel that is? And one of the responses I got was, the fear of the unknown behind that door. And, the unknown is how we learn more about ourselves. That's how we grow. That's how we thrive. When we step out of our comfort zone and go into that unknown realm, we're faced a lot of times with things we've never dealt with before, or that we've never had to. And now we're face to face with all this stuff. How are we going to deal with it? How are we going to overcome it? And that is, I think, the beautiful thing about life is that it challenges us from time to time. And we can either accept that challenge or we can back down from it, and stay in place if that's what we so choose to do. But the one thing we have to do, if we challenge the unknown, if we, and so forth, it will never harm us unless we allow it to. And basically what I mean by that is if we step out into the unknown and we allow everything that confronts us to affect us, and we don't learn how to overcome what confronts us and so forth, it will harm us. It'll do more harm than good. And it may scar us for the rest of our life, to be honest with you, you know, from a mental standpoint. You know, mental, how do I want to say this? Anything that mentally tears at you, you know, that you allow to harm you, that you allow to dig in there, that, as easy as it affected you sometimes, it's 10 times harder to let go of that and get through that. Why is that? Why is that that you think it's that hard? And from what I've seen and experienced as well, it's because, you know, when that damage occurs, our mindset is not strong enough. We haven't really developed it. We haven't taught it how to, we haven't taught her, so basically how to overcome those situations. And so as we move forward, it becomes more of a weight on us than it needs to be or should be and stuff. And then that situation will affect everything else going forward until we really start to deal with it. So again, you know, keep in mind, and we need to really kind of drill this in on a regular basis, the unknown is how we learn. And it'll never harm us unless we allow it to. And we can't allow it to harm us, excuse me. You know, and then fear tied in with the unknown, fear only exists because we allow it to. So really, to embrace the unknown, to conquer our fear, you know, we really have to get back to building a stronger foundation for ourselves, which is, what is our foundation? Our foundation is our mindset, our brain, you know, whatever you, however you want to refer to it. When we can work on improving that and strengthening that side of it and become more mindful, more aware, the unknown and fear will not affect us like it did before. It's not to say that they won't exist anymore, but how we view them is going to be much different. We're not going to view them, you know, as how we currently view them, to where they're going to anchor us down or, you know, make us not want to walk through that door and so forth. So, you know, we just need to really embrace the unknown and conquer our fear. And then once that happens, we're going to watch how we start to thrive and grow as individuals. And we're going to really become more aware of our surroundings and of ourselves. And you're going to see yourself just respond to things in different ways and so forth, in better ways, actually, than what you do now. You are still going to be you, but you're going to see this whole new world opening up for you. And people are going to notice this change in you as well and stuff. So we really want to get to that point to where our foundation, our mindset, becomes a priority that we work on. And, you know, with everything going on in the world today, there is a slew of unknowns right now, you know, not just with ourselves, you know, but just outside of ourselves too. But everything that we view as an unknown, even outside of us, does directly affect us. And as a society, you know, we always look for people to lead us. The problem with that is we're almost taking our hands off the wheel and letting somebody else just drive our path for us. Now, the path that they want to go on might not be the path that we need to go on. So there becomes the dilemma. So what do we have to do to fix that? again, we have to bring everything back to ourselves. We have to get ourselves back to our center. And then what we need to do outside of that is start building up our house, starting with the foundation, our mindset. And as we do this over time, we start rebuilding our house. Now, again, I'm going to use the same word I used a few times before. We become more aware. We become more mindful. And as that happens, we'll start to listen to others. We'll start to understand others. So when somebody tells us why they're feeling a certain way, why they're reacting a certain way, we're not going to judge. We're not going to point fingers. We're not going to call names, whatever we're doing. We're going to understand where they're coming from. Doesn't mean that we have to be friends. Doesn't mean we're going to agree. That's not the point. The point is to listen to others, to understand others. And when people start seeing you listening and understanding them, and just really listening, not just being there and, I get it, but really just diving into, people can tell when you're listening to them, I think, for the most part. And when you're just existing there, just kind of listening, and your mind is like on what you have to cook for dinner or something like that. But if you really become more aware, more mindful, and then you start opening up to people and listening to them and really taking to heart what they say, again, it doesn't come down that we have to agree on everything being the same, changing the same way. It's like, no, we're going to have differences. We're human. That's part of life. That's the enjoyable part of life. Because again, that's just another way how we learn as people. If we had everything perfect, what the hell is the purpose to be here on this planet? There is none, literally. To have a perfect life here would just be monotonous and boring. You're not learning anything. We're not growing. We're just existing. But back to the whole listening to other people, sitting across from people, whatever, once that happens, then that's where change starts to really come through. And it doesn't mean that you're going to have a solution to every problem that we have overnight, but when people feel that they're heard and that their words are taken to heart sincerely, that's where we start to see change form across the board. And right now, when I look at the world, and I think probably most people do too, we're not there. We're not there. We're at each other's throats. We, pointing the fingers. We can't be friends with somebody anymore that apparently likes, who's running for office, over the history, I'll just touch base a little bit on the president situation and stuff. And people have really, through every election, you have two sides, two people that you can vote for, maybe three, but, realistically, there's only two. So I don't want to get started on that. But anyways, and there's always been differences with politics and everything. But now it's like, it's crazy to see people that will end friendships over who they support, and everything. And people that just attack. If you don't like one side, then you're this. If you don't like the other side, you're this. And it's all this name calling, this, throw a label on you and everything, yet those are some of the same people that are preaching about, we need to be more together, as a society, as a people, and all this other stuff. Look, we cannot come together as a society. We cannot come together as a collective until we knock that off. We have to stop with the name calling or whatever you want to, whatever you term you want to put on it, but we have to stop with that. We have to stop judging people based on who they like or who they're going to vote for, whatever the deal happens to be. Everybody has their own opinion. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Now, maybe, maybe their opinion is not based on facts. What are you going to do? You know, I mean, we just, again, if we become more mindful and become more self-aware and aware of our surroundings and so forth and everything, a lot of this outside noise that we allow to influence us will no longer be there. We'll start thinking for ourselves. We'll start forming better opinions on situations and so forth on our own. Because I'll be honest with you, I love life, I love people, but we're just really doing a terrible job down here right now. It shouldn't matter whether you're Black, white, Hispanic, you're from a whole other country, whatever the deal happens to be, we are all the same. I don't care. You can argue with me if you want, you know, somebody can argue with me till they're blue in the face. You know, we are all the same people on this same little rock that we're on. It's just, we have not treated everybody the same. And that's the problem. And until everybody gets treated equal, or thereabouts, you know, because again, we're always going to have differences, there are going to be things, but, you know, we need to get to a point to where, you know, race does not become an issue, period. We're allowed to have differences, that's fine. But again, it's getting to a place where we're all treated equal. And I think I probably got off a, you know, on a little bit of a different tangent here and stuff like that from where I originally started. So I do apologize. I have a tendency to do that. But, you know, so, but before I get too far off the beaten path here, you know, again, the core of everything, let's work on our mindset and really start rebuilding our foundation with a stronger mindset. Now, however you want to achieve that, you know, to help us with fear of the unknown, or being more mindful, you know, or more aware, there's a lot of different ways and stuff. So one way, is one way better than the next? Not really. It just depends on what resonates with you the most, you know, and you kind of have to try a few things sometimes to find that out. So for myself, you know, I use what I use with other people for myself, you know, and that's, you know, the Qigong and Muay Thai blend and stuff like that for the, you know, moving meditation portion and becoming more mindful and stuff and aware. And then there's the still meditation, which is Qigong based and everything. So that's what I enjoy, and that's what I enjoy utilizing to help others and stuff like that. But again, you know, everybody has to kind of find the one thing that they really gravitate towards, because I can say my program that I do is for everybody, you know, and inherently it is. But again, you know, some people just gravitate towards different things, you know, and that's the way it is, and that's fine. You know, you don't want to force yourself to do something if you're not going to reap the benefits out of it, because you're just, your mind's not going to engage and stuff and everything. So, and you know, with what I do, my program and stuff, the best way is just to kind of really, you know, just talk to me and we can kind of get a good feel, you know, if what I do is going to help you or not and everything and stuff like that. But again, just foundation. So as this year is kind of closing out at this point, 2020, you know, and we don't know how 2021 is going to go. You know, that whole fear of the unknown, it's like, we're tired of this. We just want everything to go back to the way it was. Well, remember this, is that nothing is going to go back to the way it was. Okay. There is going to be, it's not going to be the old normal. It's going to be a new normal, whatever that looks like. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you. I just know there's going to be a new normal. And you need to prepare yourself for change, literally. So we start with the mindset. And if you start working now with your mindset to improve that, then as you hit the new year in 2021, you have a stronger foundation to start off the new year with. And no matter what hits come the new year, if you have that stronger mindset, less and less is going to affect you negatively. You'll be aware of things, you'll acknowledge it, acknowledge them and so forth, but they will not affect you like they are this year, because you'll know how to work through it and deal with them and everything. And that's where I want to help get people. And that's where people should want to be, is with that solid mindset. Doesn't happen overnight. You do have to keep at it. It's like anything else. Practice, practice, practice and stuff. But that's where you should be, because right now, if you don't, why struggle for the rest of the year from a mental standpoint going into a new year and stuff? Become more self-aware, become more mindful, and again, put yourself in a better position to where you can work through things that are thrown at you and so forth. So anyways, with that said, again, if you guys want to talk to me any further outside of this podcast and stuff, like I said, I'm open ears. I'm more than happy to have you reach out and, you know, respond and stuff like that. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. anyways, just remember, you know, we as individuals shape the world, not governments. We just have to get ourselves to a place individually where we can allow that to happen. And we're not there yet. I have faith that we will be at some point, but only if we start working on ourselves first. That's the only way that ever happens, and that's where we want to be. So I really appreciate you guys listening this evening, and sorry if I rambled again a little bit and stuff. I'll try to get better at not doing that, but I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your week. And remember, true victory is victory over oneself. And if you're curious about what that means, well, use Google for something fun. If you Google, go to my website at houseofatilius.com and you go to the About section, there's a little write-up on there as far as what that entails. All right. Have a great week, guys, and thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking with you again very, very soon.